You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, we're ready to have a few laughs, check in with people on long time, first time. This is a group of people who have never, ever called before. And listen, if you have a question that you want to ask us while you're on hold, if there's something you've always wondered, this is your chance. I mean, you don't have to have a question, but if you do, this is your opportunity.
Yep. Man,
so you can be thinking about that.
Full phone lines, my God.
Here's Kristen, who's the first one today. Kristen, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Thanks.
Morning.
So glad you called. What are you up to this morning?
Well, I just dropped my kids off at school and heard that you're doing this at 7 instead of 8, and I've always wanted to be able to call and haven't been able to.
Right on. Today's your day.
Perfect. Yeah.
So what's going on in your life right now?
Well, I have two motorcycles, and I could talk motorcycles all day long, but tomorrow there's going to be a world record attempt for most women riders, almost all female women's motorcycle ride, group ride, at Bandimere Speedway.
So how many are you anticipating?
I don't know. They tried it a couple years ago, and I think they had like 700-something. The current record is the UK, and it's like 1,100 or 1,200.
Oh, so, we can top
we
that.
We can beat that.
Come on.
There's piece of cake.
From all over the country. We're excited.
That's
you know what?
Pretty cool.
And now you're getting the
I'm
word out.
On... this. I'm just an excited participant.
Yeah, but yeah, like Dom said, the word's out now. So if you're a lady on a, likes a motorcycle ride.
You're getting the word out now on the number one morning radio show. So what are the details? Where do people go and when?
So, Bandimere Speedway, tomorrow morning, registration's at 8 o'clock, kickstand's up at 10, but you can register, you can pre-register online, it's just $25, MissBubblesProductions.com.
That isn't like some sort of porn site or something, is it?
It kind of does. Susie is the one that organizes this, and she's also a comedian, and she's
Miss
a biker,
Bubbles.
And... yeah.
Miss so Bubbles do you guys take a ride then down 470? Is that it? Or
it's? I think we're going up a little bit on like Morrison Road. Lakewood PD is actually going to be escorting us.
Whoop, whoop.
So it's going to be a super safe ride if there's any beginners out there that are nervous about being on a big group ride.
So if we could get 1,500 people to like put some distance between the old record, 1,500 to 2,000, that's what I'm pulling for, okay?
Oh, that would be mind-blowing. That would be amazing.
How fun. This is cool.
Well, you are the best. Thank you for calling, finally. Thanks for chatting with us, and we're going to keep our eye on the internet tomorrow to see if we can discover whether or not you guys set the record, okay?
Yeah, have fun.
Absolutely. Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Well, thanks for noticing. Right on. We're off and running.
Cool.
Hello, Linda. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dom and Jeremy. How are you?
We're good, Linda.
We're glad you finally called us, so thank you.
Well, I'm so excited to call you. Yes, we have listened to you guys since forever. I just know we have. Listened to Mix 100 since Dom and Jane were on, and then even before that with the mixed chicken, or what was it? What was the chicken?
The mixed chicken. I like the mixed chicken better than the Kim chicken. That's
the mixed chicken.
Like a meal we should go buy, right?
Yes, put some barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah.
Do you have something on your mind that you wanted to ask us, or?
I do have something on my mind. We listen to you all around the world, and my husband listens to you when he goes to Africa, and we listen to you in Brussels, and I'm actually just down the road from you now. Dom, we're Colorado natives, but we moved to Evans, Georgia. And
no kidding.
We always listen to you on Alexa. Thanks, Jeremy, for always setting my alarm for 2 a.m.
Absolutely.
I
can't tell you how many messages I get after I do that little trick of people mad at me.
I bet they're really heartwarming messages, too.
Well, it brings us joy. Every time he does it, I still get a chuckle out of it. So that's great. So what's your question?
The question I have for you is, we always wonder what you guys are doing when the music is playing. We truly turn on our little device at 7:30 a.m. here in Georgia, and there's just song after song after song. And so we wonder, are you rehearsing? Are you going over what you're saying?
Well, you're not going to believe it when we tell you what we're doing. You're not going to believe.
Tell me.
So this is what a lot of people don't know. This is why we've talked about getting cameras in the studio. so that people can see what's going on. And the truth is, every time we put songs on, Jeremy and I are dancing. And we just...
A little waltzing.
We dance like the whole morning away.
And I people, can picture that.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to imagine every time we play a song.
And second, we don't rehearse anything. This is there's no lines. There's no script. God. Like, this is just... Yeah. There's nothing in front of me right now but a pen, so there's no rehearsing.
Well, your shtick is seamless. You guys just certainly play off of each other so well. It's just remarkable.
Well, thank you.
Well, we appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, if you stop and think about it, you know, a big part of our show is talking to people on the phone. Well, there's no way you can rehearse that.
How
we have
we
no idea what anybody's going to say. So, no, this is all just off the cuff. We've never... people laugh at when they find out how we plan our shows.
Yeah.
We'll come up with an idea of what we're going to do, and then we don't say anything else about it until we actually do it. So we don't even know where the other guy is going to go with it.
Yeah,
so.
We like it fresh, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you can play off of that and see what they're saying. Yeah, it would be boring if you had practiced your comedy.
Right, okay, now, Dom, you say this, and then I'll laugh, and then we'll play a sound effect, and then
we'll both laugh.
And...
I'm not going to lie, that's how other morning radio shows do it.
That's,
and it sounds canned and rehearsed, and that's what
we just... forced.
It's really forced.
Yep,
and you guys
we can't do
it. Very natural.
I just want to say thank you for
you guys dancing now.
Thank you.
Picture us dancing. I want to thank you for listening for so long and for taking us with you all over the world and for letting other people know that they can listen on their Alexa as well.
Absolutely.
So.
Thank you for what you guys do. We look forward to it every morning.
You're the best.
You're the
Linda.
Best, Linda. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Should I do the Alexa thing real quick so everybody knows?
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to do
you
it
got to do. Okay, really? Hey, Alexa, set an alarm for 2 a.m.
Bam. Just like that.
All right. That's how it goes.
Hello, April. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super. It's Friday.
We're just so good. Although we're going to be talking at 8 o'clock about pain and where our listeners have pain. What's the worst pain you've ever had?
Yeah.
So, April, I want you to start us off 45 minutes early. What's the worst pain you ever remember having in your life? What did you do?
Physical, April.
Yeah, physical pain.
Physical.
Sure, I broke my elbow.
How'd you do it?
Funny story. I was very young, like maybe 8 or 9, and my mom was pulling into a car wash. And for some reason, the trunk was open, so I got out to shut the trunk. And it was slippery, so I slipped under the car and then was panicked that she was going to drive over me into the car wash.
Oh my God.
And when I went down, I landed right on my elbow and broke it. But because I was so afraid she was going to drive over me, I just stood straight up. And it was kind of pinned a little. And it yanked that even further out.
Come on.
And I jumped into the car.
Come on.
Now you know why.
The car wash.
Now you know why we're going to do this little topic at 8 o'clock, because of stories like that.
Yours is going to be hard to beat, actually.
Well,
poor little kid.
I still remember to this day that pain.
Elbow, man. That's a sensitive area.
Once the adrenaline drains, it's like just constant, right?
And then you had to sit through the car wash, right? With the
Right, and then I was like, do I say something? Like, is this really hurt?
You know? Oh my god.
But we immediately went to the ER and it was broken.
Yeah.
Oh god.
That's crazy.
April.
That's crazy.
Well, I want to thank you, A, for listening, B, for finally calling, and C, for having that story, because that's a great way to kick everything off. So,
thank you guys. I've been listening for so long, like over 20 years, and it's truly a highlight of our morning.
Well,
you're the sweetest.
Very sweet.
After
very
20
kind.
Years, do you have something you're dying to ask us?
No, everybody, I mean, you guys are very thorough in, like, sharing all the behind the scenes. I'm also a teacher, so I get to share some of those, like, career choices and paths. And, like, not everybody has to go to college, but some people can go to college. And you could be successful in so many different routes of your life. It's just that piece of, knowing yourself and being willing to take that risk. So I appreciate that message that you always put out there.
Well, that's wonderful
nice.
Of you to do that. And it's nice to know that after all these years of me telling people to stop going to college, it's getting through to a few folks. That's great.
Got through to April.
April, you are absolutely delightful. Thank you for listening and thanks for calling, okay?
Well, thank you. You guys have a wonderful morning.
Bye,
you
April.
You too. God, I love our listeners. Here comes Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thank you. Morning, boys.
Good morning.
It's a long time, first time. We're glad you finally called us. What's going on in your world?
Long time. I'm about 40 years listening, and the Kim Chicken was my guy way back in the day.
Yeah, the old chicken.
And full disclosure, I have called before, but then they came on and said, sorry, we don't have time for you. Try again.
Oh, no.
Oh, hold on. Let me play this for you.
Well, now we have a bunch of time for you.
We'll make time. You know what? I'll even cancel the mind bender today if I have to, just to make sure you've got time to chat.
Yes.
That's great. I'm turning 53 on Sunday, so it's my birthday weekend. I'm hoping to have just a lot of fun.
We got something planned?
I just moved to Florida, so that's another part of my story. I still have you guys in the morning, thank God.
Aww.
And because I don't know. I mean, I can do without the mountains and without the snow and all of that, but not without the boys in the morning.
Florida radio sucks, huh?
I don't know. I haven't even tried it.
Good. Don't even start. Don't be
broke.
Don't be tempted. That's right.
You know, even Florida radio is muggy. So just
and full of bugs.
and buggy. Yeah. We hope you have a great birthday weekend.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I hope to see some manatees or some dolphins or something.
Sure.
You know? Yeah, get out on a boat.
You are absolutely wonderful. Thank you for listening for so long. We hope you have a great birthday weekend. And now call us again sometime, okay?
Okay, will do. Thanks, boys. It was nice to chat with you this morning.
You as well.
You as well, Michelle.
Happy birthday.
Oh, wait a minute. Is she still there?
Whoop.
Yeah.
Michelle, are you still there?
I am.
I'm gonna have Jeremy give you our patented two-word birthday song. Are you ready?
Birthday song. Thank you.
Two words. Jeremy?
Happy birthday.
There you go. Have a great weekend, woo! Okay?
Carry on.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the show. We got to try to squeeze in two more pretty quickly because we're running behind. Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi, Sherry.
We're glad you finally called us. What's going on in your world?
Just getting ready to walk into school. I'm a middle school math teacher.
Oh, bless your heart.
Boy, oh boy.
Dealing with all those monsters in there.
Thoughts and prayers to you, Sherry.
T's and P's.
Actually, Don, you spoke at the school I teach at a few years ago. I teach at the Manning School over in Golden.
Was he any good? Did he do a good job?
Yeah, the kids loved it.
Okay, good. It's good to hear. Make sure you give him a Yelp review, all right?
I actually still do remember that presentation, too, because I think we were talking about writing and creativity and such. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Nice. Well, good. Thank you for doing that. What? Give us a math problem we can work on right now. Give it to us. What can we have?
Nope.
We're going to work on it during the commercial break. Give us a math problem.
Okay, so the problem I give all my parents is if students have 30 problems a night for homework,
mm-hmm.
and it takes Ms. Cahill 3 seconds to grade each problem, and I have 150 students, how long does it take me to grade one paper a night?
What's the answer, Dom?
No, wait, hold on a second.
You I didn't write any
problems.
Of that down.
It takes you 3 seconds to grade each problem. And you have, and there's 30 problems, and you have 150 students. So what was the question again?
For each night, how long does it take to grade one paper for every student?
How long to
grade in their homework?
One paper for every student. I'm going to work this out.
So I did a lot of theater and English. Yeah, so what's the answer, Dom?
I'd say a minute and a half for each paper.
Is that right?
So it's 300 seconds per paper because it's 3 seconds times 30.
Okay.
Or 90 seconds.
That's 90 seconds. That's a minute and a half.
Times 150.
Yeah, but you said how long to grade one paper. Oh, for every student.
For all students, yeah.
I got the 90 seconds right.
Yep, one student and then 150.
3 hours and 45 minutes.
Sounds about right.
Close enough. You really have that many students?
Wow.
Yep. Middle school secondary load is maximum of 150. I have 147 this year. But
Sherry, goodness. I hope they are paying you well. Man.
Sherry, thanks for giving us some math this morning. We love you. We got to run. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Sherry.
Thank you so much. Long time, first time. And
one
she's
more.
Been holding a quarter of an hour. So, Maddie, we've got to talk to you before we go to break. Good morning to you.
Oh, thank you for squeezing me in. Good morning.
You're welcome. What's going on in your life, Maddie? What's going on?
Well, I just moved to Colorado from Seattle, just looking for a change and seeking out some things. So you've been on the radio for me since I've got here. So
I love that.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello.
Well, thank you.
So how long have you been in Colorado now?
Just a few weeks.
What kind of things are you looking to change? Just career and love life, or what's going on?
I'm trying to pursue my PhD, actually, and a lot of the new programs in Colorado have what I'm looking for. So,
which is what?
Transferring neuropsychology.
Fantastic.
It's one of my favorites as well.
Smarty pants on the phone here. So let me ask you something. You've only had 2 weeks. What's your grade for Denver so far? A plus, B minus.
Can we apologize for all the smoke right now?
Yeah, don't judge us too harshly.
Washington gets that too.
Okay.
I feel like it's not fair to grade just yet because I haven't.
Well, I just was wondering what's your initial reaction?
Yeah, first impressions.
Like, you glad you moved here?
I am, but everything's way more spread out than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And I'm also used to living close to water and not seeing a ton of that here. So I miss that.
No. Well, Jeremy will take you out to Chatfield Reservoir. You'll
be blown
beautiful.
Away. It's beautiful. Look it up.
Maddie, thank you so much for listening to Mix 100 since moving here. Yeah. We love you for that, okay?
Good luck with your schooling.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
You're welcome. God, I love our listeners.
Great calls, man.
We might have to do another one next Friday. Maybe.